You're listening to David Matto Radio.
Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, welcome back. It's Dr. D the V, David Matto, and another fantastic episode. I welcome you to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Thanks so much for being here, and I really appreciate the feedback so many of you have given me. I took a week off. We did not do a show this past week, so I skipped a week. The first time I skipped an episode in about 2 years, actually, and the outpouring of love from you guys asking me, hey, what's going on? I didn't see your show this past week. What happened? I love you guys, and thanks so much for being concerned. To answer many of your questions, everything's great. I just had come off of the end of hippie road trip number 4. I had a lot of stuff going on in my business, and I just, you know something, I never want to put out a show unless I think it is a great one for you. The last thing I want to do is waste 20 minutes of your day listening to something that just is not valuable or something that doesn't make sense. So I decided, it was a tough decision, but I decided not to do a show last week. Will I ever skip any more weeks in the future? Yes, perhaps I will, just depending on what I've got going and my schedule. But trust me, if I miss a week, I love you still, and it has nothing to do with anything except the fact that I just didn't have it in me to do a show that week. That's all. So getting past that, I'm super, super excited. As I'm recording this, I'm getting ready for the very first ever vegan Indian buffet and open mic. It's going to take place this evening in Owings Mills, Maryland. If you're listening to this now, it's already passed, and I'm sure it was a huge success. If you're not on my list and you want to know more about upcoming events, such as more vegan buffets and open mics, please make sure you get on my list. The way to do that is go to my webpage or my website, davidmatto.com, and just join our mailing list. Or even better, if you want to, go to find my Facebook group. The Facebook group is simply called, and Danielle's going to put a link to this, I'm sure, in the show notes. Show notes are always up every week at davidmatto.com for each episode. Make sure you look for my group called Vegan Buffet and Open Mic. It's on Facebook, and you'll get all updates there as well. So I'm super excited. We got about 44 people coming this evening. It's actually 4 over capacity. I'm going to be scheduling a second one, and next time I do one, I'm going to see if I can get more capacity, because this thing is just taking off like crazy. And I've got people coming in from out of town. It's not just locals. I've got Mark Jackson coming in from South Carolina. He's taking a train up to Baltimore from South Carolina to join us in this vegan Indian buffet and open mic. It's going to be awesome, and I cannot wait to see you. And if you're listening to this, and if you were there, I'm so glad that I saw you at the vegan open mic. I want to share a few little things I learned from Hippie Road Trip 4. If you remember, Hippie Road Trip 4 went from Memphis, Tennessee. I spoke there on a Saturday, and I had some time to take to drive down to West Palm Beach, Florida, where I would be speaking about 6 days later. So I had 5 days in between to drive from Memphis to West Palm. So I went through, the part of Tennessee, leaving Memphis, and went through into Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, then into Florida. It was an awesome trip, and I learned a lot, actually. One of the things I learned was Southerners are really good people. Write that down if you can. Southerners are really good people. Now I want to back up and say all people are really good people. Or should I say most people are really good people? But you know, when I was driving through the South, through Mississippi and Alabama and Tennessee and Georgia and Florida, I had the opportunity to stop at a lot of truck stops. As you know, one of my favorites is Love's truck stop. And I make it a point to always stop at a Love's if I can and get some really fresh, nice fresh brewed iced tea, unsweetened, of course, and If the next loves, I'll just refill it. They do a refill for cheap. And you come in contact with a lot of people, and not necessarily getting into conversations, but I'm telling you something. People are nice. They're polite. If they're walking down an aisle or opening a door, they'll say thank you, or they'll say excuse me. I really took a step back and just tried to observe people, because you hear so many people saying that, you know, people these days, they're not nice. They think only about themselves, and they're inconsiderate. I'm not finding that, my friend. I'm not finding that. I'm finding some really good people wherever I go. Now, I've always said maybe 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 are not so nice, but I don't know. Maybe it's my energy. Maybe it's my vibration. I'm running into a lot of good people. And I use the analogy of the South because, you know, I just spent a lot of time in the South. But when I drive up north, people are really good there too. People are good all over. I think basic human nature is to be good. Do we have a few bad apples because of things that have happened in their lives? We do. But you know something? I try my best not to judge anybody if somebody's... Because you know, you never know, and I think I've talked to you about this before, but you never know what somebody's real story is. Somebody could appear like a total jerk to you or a total a-hole, and maybe they do something wrong to you. But you never really know exactly why or what their whole story is. Maybe something just happened to them. Maybe they've had a horrible day. Maybe they found out a relative has a serious illness. Maybe they just broke up with their wife. You never know what's going on. So don't take it for granted that somebody is not a good person, because maybe they just weren't nice at that moment, or maybe they crossed you the wrong way. I've learned this in my life, and I'm learning this more and more and more as every day goes by. Let's have faith in humanity. Let's give people the benefit of the doubt, and let's not judge. And let's be kind to people. And speaking of being kind to people, I'm going to talk about social media for a few minutes, and I want to talk about Facebook in particular, because that's my main means of social media, of communicating with you, other than email and Periscope, of course. But so Facebook is like my number one. And I see a lot of things on Facebook. And sometimes I think it's a curse. And sometimes I think it gets to be too much, because it definitely takes a lot of time to be involved with an entire community on Facebook. But I see a lot of things. And what I'm seeing now, I'm seeing people that are unfriending others at the drop of a hat. Somebody makes a comment that somebody doesn't like, and wow, they're unfriended. Or somebody makes a political comment one time or even several times, and wow, they're unfriended by... I had a friend of mine who said a cousin who he's been like close with his entire life, and this guy's in his 60s, a cousin unfriended him because of a political comment. Guys, I don't see that. I just don't understand. How can you unfriend somebody? How can you not be somebody's friend because of somebody else's, because of their opinion on something? I was recently, I noticed this, there's no message or notification you get when somebody unfriends you, but I went to look for a friend of mine, and I noticed when I went to her page, it said add friend. So, wow, I'm thinking, she unfriended me for some reason. I didn't know why. And when I reached out to her and I said, hey, what's going on? I see that we're not friends on Facebook anymore. She said something interesting to me. She said, yeah, you know, last time, it was a couple years ago, I saw you at one of your events, and I didn't feel that you were giving me the love the way you used to. I just didn't feel like you were paying attention to me. And I took a step back for a second. I thought about it first, and I thought, maybe I didn't. But then I thought, this was an event that I had about 1,500 people at, and it's really tough to give 1,500 people the attention they deserve. I mean, you know, you try to, and when you're on the stage, you try to give energy, but talking to 1,500 separate people and trying to give them love is virtually impossible in a two-day period. So for some reason, this woman had a vibe from me that I didn't like her anymore. That's crazy. I felt horrible, but I said to her, hey, look, that's just not the case. I always love you, and whether we maybe don't talk for a few months or maybe even for a couple years, you know I'm your friend. And she finally understood, and she asked for my friendship again, which I gladly gave to her. Guys, you know, we can't be everywhere at every moment, and sometimes our imagination and our assumptions are wrong. I had somebody else fairly recently who said to me she didn't think I was a friend because I just wasn't paying enough attention to her also. And I felt bad, but this person was imagining, and I'm not going to go into the whole conversation, but this person was imagining all kinds of crazy things why I didn't like her anymore, none of which were true. I told you about the book, The Four Agreements. I hope you read that. I hope you've read it. If you have not read it, I hope you read it because it's really, really powerful. And one of the four agreements is to never assume. Because I found in my life, and this is so true, the author, Don Miguel Ruiz, it's so true what he says. I know in my life, I found when I assume something and I get all worked up over something, as I did in the past, 90% or more of the time, I was wrong, dead wrong. So I try my best. Now, I'm human. I'm not a machine. If somebody programs into my brain, do not assume anymore. You know, it's not 100%. I'm a human being like you are, and we're not perfect. But I try my best not to assume because I found that more often than not, almost every time I assumed something about why somebody did something, why somebody didn't do something, I was almost always wrong. Are you assuming? I'm going to recommend highly you go back to that book and read The Four Agreements again. You'll see what the other three are. I've talked about them all on the show. I'm such a big fan and follower of this book. And it's such a... I'm not doing it for any other reason other than the fact it's changed my life. Because I try my best to follow the Four Agreements. And another one of the agreements is be impeccable with your word. And I've tried my best not to say anything about something or somebody that's going to come back to get me in trouble or get that other person in trouble. Be impeccable with your word. Don't say things that will catch up to you ultimately. And guess what? Everything does, especially in this world now of social media. I'm under the assumption. This is my assumption, and I know I'm not supposed to assume, but so that might be not exactly the right word. But I go by the principle. That might be better. I go by the principle, or assumption is right in this case, that whatever you put out there or whatever you tell somebody, there's no way you can hide anything. So if you tell somebody something or if you put something online, even if you think it's hidden somewhere, assume, and you can assume in this case, it's okay. I give you permission to assume in this case. Assume that it's out there for the public to see. Assume that everybody will see it. So before you put something online or before you gossip about somebody behind their back or before you say something that you don't want somebody else to hear, you can assume that once you say it or put it out there, it will be public. Please remember that. It's true. Trust me on that one. And something else about your word and saying things about other people. If you have a friend or you have an acquaintance or somebody that you work with that is always talking about other people, trust me, when you turn your back, they're talking about you. Trust me. In my almost 62 years on this planet, I've experienced a lot. And if you've got somebody, one of those people, you know who they are exactly. You know exactly who they are. You probably think of five of them right now. If they're talking about other people in a negative way, they're talking about you when they're not with you. Believe me. So I try to separate myself from those people that are usually negative people. Sometimes they come across as really positive people and they've got a following and people love them and think they're the greatest. And then when you talk to them personally, they're bad-mouthing other people. So there's something going on in their lives. When you have to bad-mouth somebody else, there's generally something going on in your life. And so these people may not be as great as they appear to be on social media, in public places, etc., because they're talking about others. And I try my best, you know, about, I think it was Hippie Road Trip 1, as a matter of fact. I came up with, like, I think 20 rules, 20 things that I learned on Hippie Road Trip 1. And one of them, as you remember, was, and pardon my language, but this is how I phrased it exactly, get rid of the motherfuckers. Now, that does not mean it's a harsh word, it's a bad word. I would not use that word on a stage, even though this is kind of like my stage here. But these people that you're not aligned with and these people that are saying bad things about others and these people that you just don't feel the positive energy with, get rid of them. Don't wish them any harm. I'm not saying they're bad people, but in your life, like, you know, I've got a MacBook. I've got a computer. I've got a MacBook Pro, and there's only so much storage on my MacBook Pro. It's 1 terabyte, so, you know, 1,000 gigs. It's a lot of storage, but when it gets filled up, there's no room for anything else. Same thing with your life. When it gets filled up, there's not room for any other people or events or anything like that. So make sure you're spending your time, your life, with the people that you are aligned with, that you're vibrating with. We talked about that, frequency and vibration. We talked about it on a previous show. You feel it. When you walk into a room, you feel like you're vibrating with some people, and other people you feel like you're not vibrating with. That's not to say they're bad people. I do not want to say that. I can show you a list of people that I see on social media that they're in some vegan groups, et cetera, that they're great people. But I just don't feel like I'm vibrating with. I feel like I've got just nothing to share with them. And they probably feel the same about me, and that's okay, because I've got plenty, including you, that I feel like I'm aligned with, and we're vibrating on that same frequency. So be kind to people. Spend your time with the people that mean the most to you. I can't emphasize that enough. I did a lot of thinking on Hippie Road Trip 4. I met up with a friend of mine that I had not seen for quite some time. We actually graduated from dental school together, which was in 1980. Now, I've seen him a few times along the way, and I hope he's listening to this. His name is Tony. What a great guy he is. But I hadn't seen him, and I think I probably talked about this maybe on the last show. I'm not sure if I did or not. But we spent 3 hours in a restaurant one evening just talking and reminiscing. And when we talked about positive things. We didn't say anything bad about anybody at all. We didn't badmouth anybody. Maybe generalities. We didn't badmouth people in particular, but generalities. We talked about people that have to show off and have to acquire so many material things because something is wrong in their lives. Their lives are more empty. So they've got to make up for that by driving expensive fancy cars and jewelry and fancy possessions and all, you know, it just and accumulating goods and junk. And we talked about that because that's kind of sad. It's funny, Tony and I have not really spent a lot of time together except online for the past 37 years, but we're so similar in our thinking. We both have done very well financially over many, many years. We've both been very, very fiscally responsible, financially responsible, and neither of us like to show off anything. Both of us are just very down-to-earth, family-oriented people who don't necessarily have to have a lot in our lives, meaning material things, because we're basically happy. We don't need to keep accumulating junk to show people that we are successful or to show people that we're happy or to become happy. Oh my God, we don't need that stuff. I learned a lot. Hippie Road Trip 4 was great. Just driving from Memphis to the point where I actually put my feet in the Atlantic Ocean was an incredible feeling. If you ever can get out on the road and do this, I beg of you to please, please try a Hippie Road Trip. They do not have to cost a lot of money. I stay in very inexpensive hotels. You can boondock, which means if you've got a car or a truck, you can just sleep in your car or truck or pitch a tent somewhere. You don't need a lot of money to do a Hippie Road Trip. I stay in hotels. I go online the day of generally, and I go to hotels.com and I find a good deal in the area where I'm going to be. I look at reviews. I do not stay in the most expensive places. Trust me. I'm looking forward to Hippie Road Trip 5. I'm not sure when or where, but it's going to be coming up. And when it does, I'm going to be sharing with you, because it's one of the things in my life now that has just become really important for me. Getting out on the road and observing and looking around and meeting people or observing people or coming in contact with people all over the country and even into Canada, North America. It's been incredible and I love it and I cannot wait to do the next one. I'm getting ready for the vegan Indian buffet and open mic tonight. I'm going to be moving some equipment over to the place right now. I hope you can join me in the next one. So please get on the list. Danielle's going to put the link on our website, on the show notes. And I want you to have a great, great week. I'm going to be back next week. I'm going to try my best. It was 2 years before I took several weeks off. So hopefully I'm going to be going, have a streak. And hopefully I won't be taking time off. But if I do, bear with me. You know I'll be back. Here's my promise to you. I'm not going anywhere. And I promise you that. I'm going to be here for the long run to help you, to inspire you, to change your life, to be with you so you will not be alone anymore. Because I'm with you, my friend. I'm Dr. Dave. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.